This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, January 3rd. Guests sailing on board Cunard Line's Queen Victoria are experiencing a unique sailing this week as they are staying on board the ship as it's undergoing repairs at a dry dock. On embarkation day for the 15-night cruise prior to Christmas, guests were informed that the ship would be spending 2 days at the shipyard in Cadiz, Spain, as it needed to replace a blade on the propeller. Instead of shortening the cruise, guests were allowed to stay on board during the process, and most activities were running as normal. A planned call tomorrow in Lisbon was canceled, and instead, guests will be spending an extra day exploring Cadiz, Spain. Queen Victoria is set to arrive back in Southampton, England on January 7th as scheduled. And Carnival Cruise Line's newest ship, Carnival Celebration, stopped not once but twice on its way back to Miami to assist Cuban migrants on, Monday. You go on vacation and you forget what day of the week it is. Celebration boarded the Cuban migrants and headed back to Port Miami. The ship was wrapping up a New Year's Eve cruise and preparing to embark on a 5-night voyage out of South Florida later on today. Last week, Carnival Sunrise assisted a boat full of Cuban nationals. Maritime law states that ships must provide assistance to any mariner in distress. And finally, after canceling a cruise last month, only hours after guests had boarded, Ambassador Cruise Line's Ambiance is preparing to sail again. A quick backstory on what happened. The ship was preparing to sail from London Tilbury on December 18th when crew identified an issue with one of the lifeboat stations, which prevented the ship from sailing. Most guests were at dinner when that announcement was made that the cruise was going to be canceled and they have to debark the next morning. Now, Ambassador Cruise Line has announced that repairs are completed and the testing is underway. Ambiance is scheduled to depart the shipyard for Tilbury tomorrow and is set to welcome guests back on board on January 5th. And Cruise Line stocks were, well, non-existent on Monday because the market was closed for a holiday. Have yourself a great Tuesday.
Do you have a story or a tip to report? Let us know. Email tips at cruiseradio.net.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.